Hey, we have a special edition of Waldman's Wardrobe today. I get to do all the talking. Nobody gets to shut me up. Nobody gets to say that's a terrible song. And we're raising money for the station, for KX93.5. Just remind everybody, what Waldman Wardrobe is all about is rock and roll rarities. And first song is going to be an outtake from Elvis Costello and the Attractions, their very last album called All This Useless Beauty. It's an outtake called Almost Ideal Eyes. Swinging jazz song compared to the pop and punk prince that he was. So, Mr. Fetty, you want to roll that? And
yes, and you know what? I think I don't mean to cut into your show because I love Waldman's Wardrobe, as you know. But I've got a feeling there's text messages flying around here. The phone's ringing off the hook. I've got a feeling that your phone's going to go a lot during your show. So I may have to cut in every now and again and say, look, you've got a call. Let's do it.
Let's raise money for the station. So if you like the show, call in. Let's make public radio possible in Laguna Beach.
You should come to the Almost Ideal Eyes, in her flawless skin and her petulant pout. The memory of such a long blonde alibi still makes me want to shout out loud. I do. You can't come around here in those stolen clothes, telling me all about some mystery. I hope she isn't one. I hope she isn't one of those almost ideal eyes. You drew a rosy hue, so beautiful. Trusting you find liberalism and some now, and care is what you pay for. Be sure of what you wish upon. Be careful what you pray for. When you look into those almost ideal, love and smiles, he will hypnotize you while he tries to analyze your dream. Fill you up with all his big ideas while he really wants to make you scream out loud at the phony innocence and the pain pretends and the dismal rage. The vacant lot that where you never had the act, you never had the act, you age almost ideal eyes. You threw a rosy hue, so beautiful. Trust him, you find stupid as a compliment, and thrill is what you play for. Be sure of what you wish upon, be careful what you pray for. When you look into almost ideal. In the spirit, all your friends get of the earth, and you find you're wearing an evening gown, weeping over some tiny broken bird, while the sky is decorated shark and pink and a dirty shade around. And you think you need to be tranquilized, the fear that may fit your new career. Whatever you invent, you'll never be contented. Almost ideal eyes, you threw a rosy hue, so beautiful. Trust him, rebellion is just currency. The moon is what you pay for. Be sure of what you wish upon. Be careful what you pray for. When you look into those almost ideal.
Okay, we're raising money for KX93.5, local Laguna only nonprofit radio station. I think we got somebody on the line, don't we, Jay?
Yeah, we do. Hold on one sec, and I'll press the appropriate knobs. There's one, and there's another one over here. There you go.
Hello, who's this?
This is Robin. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Robin. Robin Main, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Longtime Laguna and local environs and citizen. Would you
yes,
like to make
I
a?
Am.
Would you like to make a pledge?
Yes, I'd like to pledge $75.
All right, good
Yay.
For you, Robin. Good
All
for
right.
you. And Robin, is there any little business that or a nonprofit that you're involved in that you want to shout out to and maybe have them call in? I know you're real involved in dog nonprofits around here, taking care of dogs. So, who are you working with these days?
Right now, I'm working with the Pet Center in Mission Viejo and also Animal Crackers in Laguna Woods. They both do great jobs rescuing and saving all the animals that are abused and abandoned in the area. So I shout out to them.
Great. Thank you, Robin. Thanks for calling in.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks.
All right, good luck. Bye-bye.
Okay, so our next song, we're going back way, way back. We're going back to the beginning of rock and roll. You've heard of the expression, the face that launched a thousand ships. This is the voice that launched a thousand rock bands. We're going to play one of Elvis Presley's very first hits. And I think it's really the beginning of Americana rock. It's really the beginning of country and western rock. So this is Little Sister.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old Mo-Evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a-growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
KX93.5. Okay, this is Waldman's Wardrobe. We're raising money for the radio station, nonprofit radio in Laguna Beach. So if you're sitting around Zinc listening to the radio, if you're at Johnny Madison's listening to the radio, give us a call. Let us know what you'd like to pledge. Make sure that we have public radio in Laguna Beach. A couple of donors I want to recognize. First of all, Michael Gutkowski, who called in and basically said, play anything from Yellow Dog Records, please. And he donated $500. So thank you, Michael Gutkowski. All right. And also, local Laguna lovely Linda Leahy. So if you liked Superman comics when you were a kid, all the women were named LL. She was, her parents were obviously a Superman fan. So Linda Leahy donated $50. Thank you, Linda. All right, so you just heard a double shot of Elvis, Elvis Costello, Elvis Presley. We're going to follow up with the little sister theme here. Apparently, that is a big obsession for American rock stars. And so we're going to be listening to another Southern rock star, Stevie Ray Vaughan, who has a great, great song called Look Out for Little Sister. Here we go.
Hey, 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 mama, look at that sip out in the backyard. Tell you what, sip. Hey, 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 hey. Look at that sister. Hey, 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 hey. Look at that sister. What about the neighbors? What they gonna say? Stop little sister getting carried away. Hey, hey, hey. Little, little sister. Hey, 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 hey. Little, little sister. Shaking like a tree. Rolling like a log. Shaking out or rolling now.
Michael Waldman's here as part of Cakes Takeover.
Woo!
Yeah, members of the community, take over the radio station. I shouldn't even be here, but
Get out of the way.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. Usually we do our show, we do a thing together every Tuesday morning, early burly on Daily Scramble Live. And usually, you would normally, when Michael Waldman's on the air, you would hear this. So I want to play it right now.
Cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
There you go.
Get out the way, Jason Fetty.
I'm gone. I'm done.
Well, we've had an amazing, we've had a walk-in donation from somebody who likes the wardrobe very much. He doesn't want his name mentioned, but he's a local lawyer in Laguna Beach. Try saying that five times real fast. And he's donated $500 to the station. So thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
Very nice. Very,
very nice. Thank you for that.
Okay, so next song, I'm actually going to dedicate this to a brand new citizen in Laguna Beach. He moved here from New Jersey about a month ago. We love people from New Jersey. And somebody calling in?
Yeah, the phone's ringing. You want to take the call?
Somebody's calling in. Let's take
it. You want to take the call? Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Let's press that button there.
I'll come
and now
back.
Press. No, you're good. Like, you're there. There you go. There you go.
Okay, who's on the line?
Hi, it's Nate Rosenberg from Insignium.
Woo! Okay, this Nate Rosenberg from Insignium. Insignium is a local consulting company. They do consulting for Fortune 500 companies, and this is one of their most talented young consultants.
I'd like to pledge $50 because Waldman's Wardrobe always introduces me to music that I never hear and come to love.
Thank you, Nate. That's very nice of you. Would you give my love to your wife?
I will.
Great. And also your dog. I always see him at the dog park.
You can't forget Maverick. That's, he's the star of the show.
Can't forget Maverick. So we're going to send this out to Nate Rosenberg. We're also going to send it out to brand new Laguna resident Rand Snyderman. So for me, this next song is really what the wardrobe is all about. This is going to be Bonnie Raitt playing a song in a radio station from 1971. You can't buy this music. You can't find it anywhere except at Waldman's Wardrobe. This is Blender Blues.
Hi, Nate. It's Jason here from the station. Hi. Hi. Thank you for that. That's so kind of you. Mike's nodding. Are you nodding?
Yeah.
Yes, he's nodding. Be a blender, baby. Don't you know I can whip, chop, and puree? Won't you let me be your blender, baby? Honey, I can whip, chop, and puree. I'm gonna whip you to a jelly, honey. I'm gonna chop it up today. Model is so special, honey. Gives you everything you need. It's guaranteed to blend it right. It's built for comfort, not for speed. My motor's most unique. There's a style for every size. You push the right track, honey. Sit back and watch me osterize. Let me be your blender, baby. I can whip, chop, grape, cube, and puree. I'm gonna whip you to a jelly. Make any sauce you choose, a hollandaise or a mayonnaise, any recipe you use. I can whip some waffle batter, I can blend some dough for buns, and if we get done blending it early, we might even get some cooking done. Yeah. Let me be your blender, baby. I got a cookbook on my own. Get up to a fine puree. You work those gears just right. We'll make a real love souffle. My motor never quits. I don't know how long you're gonna last. If you don't want your cubes diced, honey, you better push that button fast. Let me be your blender, baby. I whip the freshest cream in town. No one bear my wearing down.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I did that with one hand tied behind my back. Hey, so let's talk about the public radio for a second, Jason, because the next song is going to be from one of the great radio disc jockeys of KX93.5.
I think ever. I think you'll find ever. Like ever in the history of radio, probably.
Yeah, one of the great, great talents of our time. And this is why public radio is
great. The word genius does come to mind. I mean, I wouldn't use bandy that word around, you know, too much, but...
Yeah, I agree. But I have to say that the next artist is going to be Jason Fetty, but...
I can see it on the thing. I know it's Jason Fetty.
But I want to say this is why public radio is great. So one day, Jason and I and his wife and my wife, we were having a little picnic at his complex pool. And all of a sudden, we got a phone call saying that there was a fire in the canyon. Now, everybody remember, there's no fire in the canyon right now. But this was about a year ago. There was a fire in the canyon.
It was a small fire in the canyon, yeah.
The day that the Festival of the Arts was about to open.
I say small. In the end, it became a quite a large fire, and they flew a jumbo jet full of water over it.
But I remember you stopped everything you were doing, and you made sure that people knew about it on the radio. And that's why public radio in Laguna Beach is great. It's something that holds our community together. It's where we can get our news. It's where we can find out about the great things that are happening in our community.
Yeah.
We can find about the art festivals, and we can find out about the festivals. So everybody, if you like living in Laguna Beach, if you like the community we have, the radio station's really important. Please call and donate to the radio station. Make sure that it's around forever and ever. Okay, the next, we're going to hear from Jason Fetty from his last release. And this is, I think, a song that you wrote for your wife, isn't it?
It is, it absolutely is. It's called After You, There Is No One.
Beautiful.
Which sounds lovely. And it is lovely, and it's a heartfelt thing. After you, there is no one. That you're after you, I'm done. If this doesn't work out, I'm absolutely, I'm absolutely fine. I'm going to go live in the friendship shelter if I'm lucky, or even, you know, probably just sleep on the beach. And that's the end of my romantic career.
Well, I know Ava, and she'd probably just kill you. So you don't have to worry about where you're going to live. So call in to 93.5K. Please donate to public radio.
Baby, baby, I'm so light. Unravel me now, I'm not wound up very tight. Now survey what you have done. After you there is no one. Take me, baby, I'm all yours. If it's gone, there is no more. You can stay, or you can run. After you, there is no one.
There you go. That was Jason Fetty. After you, there's no one. So what we're doing today is we're raising funds for Laguna's only radio station, KX93.5. If you like local nonprofit radio, please call and donate. I want to mention a couple people that have already done so. So we have local lawyer and wife, Marco and Yoshi O'Connor. Yoshi's got a great, great flower business here in Laguna Beach. You can support it. They've pledged $200. Yay. Yay to the O'Connors. Thank you very much. Also, local artist, Kelly Gavin, $50. Incredible website. Check out her paintings there. Fantastic artist. I want to thank you for that. Also, local, Kathleen and Nicholas Barker donated $100 to the station. Thank you, guys. Great, great, great. We really appreciate it. Okay, if anybody from the dog park is listening, give us a call. Make a donation. If you're hanging out in Laguna Beach today, if you're driving to work and you support public radio, please call in and make a donation. Okay, the number here to call is 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. That spells KXFM, Lagoonies, Lagunatics only radio station. Okay, what we have up next is an outtake from Bob Dylan's very, very first rock and roll album called Highway 61. This is recently released, this outtake, and if you listen carefully, very, very different from the version that did get released back in 1965. People hated Dylan, called him a traitor, called him a traitor to the cause of folk rock by putting out this record. We're going to be listening to Highway 61 Revisited, take 3.
Set some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway
Okay, that was Bob Dylan, Highway 61, Take 3. And that album was released in 1965. Rolling Stone has said that that is the fourth best album of their top 500 albums of all time. And the hit single from that was Like a Rolling Stone, was listed as number one of the 500 greatest singles of all time. Okay, next song. I want to take a minute. We've been getting some donations, and I want to acknowledge some people. So first of all, a lot of lawyers have been calling in. We have another lawyer by the name of Greg Bauer and his lovely wife, Renee, who have lived in Laguna for over 20 years. In fact, Renee has been in the lifeguards, has worked in lifeguards in Southern California for almost her entire career, has trained most of the lifeguards in Southern California. They've donated $100. Thank you, Greg and Renee. Really appreciate it, making public radio possible in Laguna Beach. And we got actually a donation from Philadelphia. So some people in Laguna Beach only come here every once in a while. They've got houses here, and they live other places. And this is from Cindy and her husband, Dr. David Metz, donated $35 all the way from Philadelphia. So if you're listening, Cindy and David, thank you very much. Next song, this is a special dedication to Tyler. Yes, Tyler's looking at me like, am I crazy? Actually, it's going to go out to Tyler and my wife, and I want to know, what the hell are you doing with my wife, Tyler? But actually, a couple of months ago, Tyler, we were talking about Bruce Springsteen, and Tyler said, you know, I have a friend who said that his voice is really shot. It's, you can't understand him anymore. And that has really, I have been staying awake night after night after night looking for an opportunity to prove to Tyler that my hero, Bruce Springsteen, still has an awesome voice. And this is the opportunity. So what you're going to listen to is a very, very rare track. It's from a recently released documentary, released just last week, in fact, called The Ties That Bind. And this is my wife and my wedding song. So if you look on the inside of her wedding ring, it says the words two hearts. And the chorus is, two hearts are better than one. Honey, I love you. My wife, Cindy. And this is Bruce sitting in his driveway, really, sitting in his driveway with an acoustic guitar, just singing the song Two Hearts. So here we go for Tyler and for Cindy.
I went out walking the other day, seen a little girl crying along the way. She been hurt so bad, said she'd never love again. Someday you're a crying girl, and you'll find once again, two hearts are bitter than one. Two hearts, girl, get the job done. Two hearts are bitter than one. Once I spend my time playing tough guy scenes, but I was living in a world of childish dreams. Someday these childish dreams must end, to become a man and grow up to dream again. Now I believe in the end, two hearts are better than one. Two hearts, girl, get the job done. Two hearts are better than one. Sometimes it might seem like it was planned, hearted through this land. Well, the world turns you hard and cold. There's one thing that I know. That's if you think your heart is stone, and you're rough enough to whip this world alone. Lone buddy, there ain't of mine. That's why I keep searching till I find my special one. Two hearts are better than one. Two hearts, girl, get the job done. Two hearts are better than one.
Now I believe two hearts are better than one. Two hearts do get the job done. Two hearts are better, better than one.
All right, Bruce Springsteen singing in his driveway. So, Tyler, do you admit it? Do you submit?
Can I liked it.
You liked it. All
I liked
right.
it. I liked it, but I can't agree that his voice is distinguishable.
It's awesome, right? Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. Good job. Okay, we have a special visitor in, Deb Conroy.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Tyler.
Fantastic. So, Deb and her husband live in Laguna Beach for how many years?
15 now.
15 years. And Dan is one of the captains of Laguna Beach's finest fire department. So let's give a shout out for the fire department, Laguna Beach.
All Yay.
Right? No and you'd like to make a pledge?
Yeah. We both listen to the station. We love the station from the very beginning. We're so proud of how far you guys have come. And everybody should be supporting this station. We are so dang lucky to be living in this beautiful city.
That's right.
In this beautiful place and have our own radio station.
With people like me who can come in and play anything I want. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Wait a minute. I should be playing whatever I want.
Yes. Didn't you call in? You said you wanted Elvis Costello all the time, right?
I want a station that's all Elvis Costello all the time.
There you go.
If you can do Bruce, I can do Elvis.
All right.
There's room for everyone.
Well,
we're going to pledge $100.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Deb.
You're very welcome.
And a shout out to Dan if he's listening. Okay, so next song, we're going to be listening to another kind of Waldman's Wardrobe special, is I listen to music on television and provide it here. So we're going to be hearing David Bowie from 1999. He did a VH1 special called Storytellers. And this is a great song for all the narcissists out in the world. This song is called Can't Help Thinking About Me. All right. That is definitely my theme song, Can't Help Thinking About Me. I want to say thank you very much to Heidelberg Cafe. Had some of their great coffee this morning. My wife, Cindy, loves their iced tea, goes there all the time for that. So thank you, Heidelberg Cafe, for being our breakfast sponsor. And that was going out for Deb and Dan Conroy. Even though it wasn't Elvis Costello, they came in and donated $100. Thank you very much. So we're up around $2,000 so far for the hour, guys. So let's keep money coming in. Let's have some more callers. If you know me, if you like me, if you hate me, call in. Let's donate some money. Let's keep public radio on the air in Laguna Beach. Okay, next song is going to be an outtake from the Beatles, one of my favorite bands of all times. And this is an interesting one. Every once in a while you hear outtakes where the band just kind of cracks up and they can't finish the take. So this is the song, And Your Bird Can Sing. So not only is it different than the version that was released in the kind of arrangement, but about three quarters of the way through, you start to imagine that they had been smoking something funny in the studio and they start cracking themselves up. So here's And Your Bird Can Sing.
You tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me. You sing, seven wonders, and your bird is green, but you don't see me. You don't see me.
When your possessions start to weigh you down, look in my direction, I'll be round, I'll be round. You tell me that you've heard every sound there is, and your bird can swing, but you can't hear me. You can't hear me. When your bike is broken, will it bring you down? You may
be a woman.
I'll be round.
I'll be round. Tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me. You don't get me.
That was pretty great. You like that? All the incredible noises in the background, the whistling, the laughing, the talking. Okay, so we've got a pledge here. I want to thank local Laguna citizens, Jen and Thor Erickson. I think that is the greatest name of all time. Thor Erickson, you would never guess the guy is from South America. His name is Thor Erickson. So thank you, Jen and Thor Erickson, for their $50 donation to KX90-5, keeping local Laguna nonprofit radio on the air. And we're going to hear something locally. It's kind of has a local connection, and that is we're going to be hearing something. This is, you know, we all know Lee Rocker from the radio station. He was in one of the greatest rock bands of all time, the Stray Cats. And we're going to be hearing something from his partner, Brian Setzer. Brian, for a long time, lived down in Encinitas, so this is pretty local. We're going to be hearing a cover of the song Brand New Cadillac. You know, most people know this song from The Clash, but really, what most people don't know is that the song was originally recorded in 1959, and everybody's been covering it. So this is the Brian Setzer Orchestra doing their swing version of Brand New Cadillac.
We'll be right back.
cut so deep you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
All right. Love that, Brian Setzer. High energy music. Okay, we have another pledge we want to call out and say thank you to local citizen Dan and Corinne Mulrennan. Fantastic. Thank you very much for supporting public radio. And if you like public radio in Philadelphia, if you like the incredible diversity, I think that's amazing how diverse the shows are here.
I think you said Philadelphia just then.
Did I say Philadelphia?
That's amazing. Very cool.
That's where I'm from.
If you like public radio in Philadelphia,
go home.
Yeah.
Go move to the East Coast.
Screw you.
Bringing Philadelphia bringing Philadelphia radio to Laguna Beach. Mike Waldman's Wardrobe. Anyway, I want to shout out to Dan Mulrennan and his wife, Corinne, who made a pledge to the local radio station. Thank you very much, Dan and Corinne. And if you would like to make sure that we have public radio in here in Laguna Beach, here's your opportunity to call in. The number is 949-715-5936. That's 949-715-5936. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd like to hear about the music that you'd like to listen to. And I think the station's fantastic for the amazing diversity. You can hear everything here in Laguna. You can hear politics. You can hear nonprofit organizations. You can hear spiritualism. You can hear the law. You can hear incredible music from today. You can hear music from down the street. Anyway, love the station. Love having the opportunity to play it. What we're going to listen to next is a really, really rare track from Eric Clapton. So in the 1990s, he did a tour of just all blues songs. He put out an album called From the Cradle. And this is a live version of the Buddy Guy classic, Five Long Years.
You can keep talking. You've got 39 seconds.
Okay. And it's actually from his rehearsal. So this is a live rehearsal from Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. No wonder they call the guy God. That's exactly how God would play electric guitar. Fantastic. All right, so we're getting toward the end of the hour, and I got one more couple of people here in Laguna Beach that I want to say thank you very much for the contribution, and that's Dave and Deb Milton. And if you ever go to the Festival of the Arts or the Sawdust, you've seen David Milton. He's got these incredible watercolors of Vanishing Americana. Go check him out this year at the Festival of the Arts. He's a tremendous artist. And thank you guys for making public radio possible here in Laguna Beach. So if you're listening and you haven't contributed yet, this is the last opportunity. Call in, mention my name, you'll get a good table. All right, so you can call in after I'm off the air, just mention my name and, you know, keep track of who's generating the big bucks here for the station. Hey, last song that I'm going to be playing is from a buddy of mine. This guy's name is Wesley Stace, but you might know him as John Wesley Harding. He's somebody I really believe that if it wasn't for public radio, he would not have a musical career. Everywhere he goes, I think he moves from city to city just so he can meet and greet the people that are running the public radio stations, and they play his music. And it's really generated a career. If it wasn't for public radio, a lot of musicians we'd never hear about. And those people would never be able to earn a living and express their art. And what is unique about this is that this is from his last album as John Wesley Harding. And his last album was under his real name, Wesley Stace. And appropriately, given this is the last song in my set, this is called The End. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next week.
Maestro.